Hello, and welcome to this What is Community Philanthropy podcast series. This is part two. In part one, we met Renji Joseph. He explained that despite the challenges of this highly marginalised community, they were able to unlock innovative actions in healthcare and education, relying only on their own ideas and resources. The emergence of community philanthropy in this way led them to want to do more, and that's where the problems started. Trying to attract finances through the usual channels proved not only difficult but impossible, and eventually turned them back on their own resources, wealthier members of their own community. But getting them together in turn required resources. An attempt to secure these from a sympathetic foundation, GFCF, ended apparently in failure after Renji himself was injured and his colleagues were unable to communicate in their broken English. The episode ended on a cliffhanger. Where could the community turn next? From his sickbed, Renji spotted a call on the web from GFCF for proposals.
So it was GFCF, of course. It was Global Fund for Community Foundation. Of course, they understood what we are, a little bit, not fully. But the call for a proposal was for environment. So we were doing nothing on the environment. We were doing a community's growth. We were doing a community's development. So many integrated parts in it, education, health, and it was a kind of in a community trying as a whole to get out of the peril that they were living in. And they had exactly nothing to do with the environment because they did not own up any part of the environment. They did not have the land. They did not even have a tree. They did not even have a well. They did not have even a house. So what environment they could have owned up? We are people who are working in the land. We are the people who cultivate the land. We are the people who build the wells. We are the people who clean the entire area. We are the people who clean the rivers, dredges the rivers. We are the people who clean the canals. All the entire sanitation from the sanitary blocks, latrines, everywhere, we are the people who clean it. So Morganas, who is related to environment? I've written many proposals to many agencies based on their indicators and so on. Proposal guidelines, the preset outcomes and outputs, it's seemingly broad, but when you start writing it, it slowly guides you. Maybe you start with a school and you, by writing slowly, you move into, oh, this doesn't fit into this thing. So slowly, it's a little bit we cut off. Finally, you come up with a hospital project. So no relationship with the school because you had to adjust so much with the outcome, output, and this strategy. This environment project was also almost the same thing, so we never thought of it.
There have been many, many cases where, as Renji described it, the project proposal process turns a school into a hospital. And he freely admits that's what they were doing with their environment project, trying to dress up work which wasn't directly related to the environment so it would fit the proposal.
They wrote us back and they had the openness to tell us directly, we understand that you did not want to write this proposal. You intended to write something else. So actually they understood that. So that really helped us. So then they asked us to write what actually we wanted. So that was the first time ever we really were able to communicate what was happening and what we wanted to do. Till now, we had a number of consultations. Very fruitful number of consultations we had on the both the sides, on the extreme poor community who actually were going to do the things, and also with those committed people, 60 people who commit, actually they came together, slowly we asked them to expand their relation. So when we had a meeting platform and we had a facilitating ground there, then we got, and it grew into, as of now we have 270 plus committed persons.
Finally, the groundwork had been done to establish the Dalit Community Foundation.
Since we had some reading of the community foundations and so on, and so they renamed it as Dalit Community Foundation, DCF. So Dalit Community Foundation, this is how Dalit Community Foundation emerged. And we have the Dalit Community Foundation registered, and we have 270 persons at this time owning up it with the resources, means spending their own resources, and a large number of community groups that are owning up this foundation. So we have a good base now. So there is a facilitating board, there is a governing board, and I'll call it a wonderful membership, and so much activity has been taken care of. So took a long time, but of course, as of now, this is really a community foundation now. Within the Dalit, within a broken community, we always say that within the broken community, we have a very united and very strong financial and resource system working there. So that is what actually the community foundation's strength is. And that's a big power with them. A very strong, very much integrated and united groups working together when they are actually the broken people. So that is a big achievement. So this is the community foundation.
During this journey, we've seen the potential and power of community philanthropy. But also, as Renji explained the establishment of the Community Foundation, I've seen in a fresh way how important it is to establish a proper, formally organised, registered institution. That may come as a surprise, since much of this discussion has been about the problems of dealing with formal institutions. But it's through having that formal institution that you can draw in different participants, that you can build trust, and you can also build stronger relationships to government and other entities and start to shift the power from those larger scale organisations down to the community level. As Renji just said, these are groups who are working together, who were the broken people, the Dalit. And that whole story shows how the energy and innovation and imagination of such groups who are forgotten by many and marginalised can be mobilised to start to make the changes the communities themselves want.
Because, you know, this kind of conversation is, you know, very much new for me. So, but I think we have done good, I think, yeah.
You can find out more by searching GFCF Dalit to read the blog post about the establishment of the foundation. My thanks to Renji Joseph, and check out the other episodes in this podcast series, where we meet with Janet, Marianne, Masha, Rita and Tarisai, and find out about the how and what of community philanthropy.